Welcome to Tip TV Finance, where I'm joined here by market analyst Conor Campbell from SpreadX. How are you today, Conor?
Very good, thank you.
I tried to ask you offline, well, you know, who's going to win, because you should know, but it's a bit more complicated than that, isn't it?
I think so. You know, I was here last Friday saying that, you know, predominantly our clients have been backing Trump. We have seen a sort of swing away from Trump now. The biggest bets coming in tend to be in favour of Hillary Clinton. We've also seen in the binary index, you know, between Democrats to win, Republicans to win, a massive swing back towards Clinton as she was cleared of the, you know, once again cleared of the email controversy from the FBI. So we have seen, you know, nothing as big as the £200,000 bet we'd seen on Trump. But if you collated all the smaller bets on Clinton, I think you would see her challenging Trump for sort of dominance amongst our clients. I think I was looking at Nate Silver's blog this morning, and Clinton's now up to 70% chance of winning the election. I think she's gained 6 or 7% probability of winning the election in the last couple of days. You know, she seems to have momentum on her side as America heads to the polls throughout today. I'd be very surprised if Trump wins, but then I think, you know, I could be eating a rather large hat next week given what happened in June with the Brexit. So I'll hold off on making any too grand pronouncements. But from our clients' perspective, we have seen them starting to back the Democrat once again.
Well, let's have a look at a much more simple market, which is pound dollar.
Well, again, recently, you know, you've had the election battling Brexit really for some kind of sort of dominance in terms of what's driving the pound dollar. This week it has clearly been the election. There's not enough Brexit news that could ever challenge really the election on Tuesday. So that means basically our clients have been selling around that 1.24 mark rather heavily. I think the interesting point will be to see, A, if Clinton wins, how low does the pound go? Does it return to 1.22, 1.21, or does it break, you know, lower than that, where it's sort of been sitting around that 1.22 mark, seeing intraday lows below that, but largely closing at that 1.22 mark? Can Clinton drive it lower, or is a Clinton win less of a market mover than a Trump win, basically? Like, does the pound surge back to 1.28 or 1.26 on a Trump win, but not move too much on a Clinton win? It's also a case of, well, how long is any post-election rally or fall gonna last, really? Does it last till the end of the week? Probably. Does it last any longer than that, however? It's not so clear, especially since a Clinton win will likely put back into play a December rate hike, and I think that will be the next thing investors turn to as their sort of focus point until the end of the year, which again could cause a bit more volatility around the pound dollar. But like I said, our clients are sort of firmly selling at the 1.24 mark, clearly displaying who they think is going to win the election on Tuesday.
Okay, let's go on to the next market, which is Wall Street, where the massive move...
Huge move yesterday. Interestingly, our clients, despite heavily backing the dollar, have been selling the Dow whenever it sort of crept above 18,200. You know, despite what I think it climbed 371 points yesterday,
yeah.
Still selling it this morning. I think that might be because, and I've seen this sort of theory floated a few places. A huge Clinton win might not be the big boost to the Dow Jones as just sort of like a tight Clinton win, because a strong Democratic government is a threat to, I think, the banking sector and the pharmaceutical sector. Those would be the two sectors that really come under scrutiny if the Democrats have, you know, a strong presence in the Senate and in Congress. So that would sort of temper the gains of the Dow Jones, I think, in the rest of the week if Clinton does see, you know, a sweeping victory. You know, so that's why I think our clients perhaps are selling around the 18,200 mark. Also, the Dow Jones just hasn't, even with the election, the Dow Jones and sort of that you know, huge rise yesterday still only puts it back above 18,200, pretty much where it's been trading for the last few weeks. It's all just recovered, you know, the initial post FBI email controversy losses that it had last week. So it might not necessarily have the legs to climb much beyond perhaps, say, 18,300. It hasn't looked particularly energetic in the last couple of weeks. So I think our clients are sort of just looking at the Dow Jones and thinking it just doesn't really have the legs to go much higher, regardless of what the election result is come Wednesday morning.
Okay, let's go on to the next market, which is a stock, which Sainsbury's recovered quite well.
In the last couple of months, recovered quite well. If you look at the broader picture throughout 2016, however, it's still significantly lagging behind Tesco's and Morrison's in terms of its market recovery. It's also lagging behind, really, in terms of its just sort of financial performance. You know, we saw last month Morrison's post its fourth consecutive quarter for like growth. Tesco, similarly, is doing quite well, given how difficult the sector is at the moment. Sainsbury's, on the other hand, its first quarter figures saw a 0.8% fall in like-for-likes, a 1.1% fall in comparable sales in Q2. Not great figures. There's also skepticism around its decision to buy Argos, even though in the second quarter, Argos was actually one of the better performing things of Sainsbury's because it saw a 2.3% rise in like-for-like sales. That's obviously compared to a fairly poor performance last year. And I think it's easy to look at Argos's perhaps growth, you know, when it's compared to how poorly it's been done in the last couple of weeks. This time around, I think it's its half-year figures. I think on Wednesday, you know, it's expected to release, I think, its earnings. One of the main issues is going to be that its pensions deficit is expected to triple or quadruple to either between, I think, 900 million and 1.3 billion, which, you know, that will likely be the headline figure if that is the case. It's also going to have to provide some kind of comment on the state of the pound, really. You know, we've seen recently, you know, Unilever pushing for rate hikes and Walkers and Birdseye last week pushing for rate, over the weekend, sorry, pushing for an increase in price hikes. So Sainsbury's going to have to release some kind of comment on its margins and the pressure it might be under earnings-wise from the pound. That's why I think from our clients' perspective, it's been very mixed. We have overall seen buyers between 250 and 255, but there are enough negative action to suggest that Sainsbury's could topple from where it's at, dependent on how it comes out on Wednesday morning.
Okay, let's have a look at the next stock, which is also in a retail area, Burberry, luxury goods.
Again, sort of, Burberry's a stock really primed for a boost given the pound's performance. You know, it has a huge, huge presence overseas. It's mid-October, it said it saw in its half-year figures a 30% rise in UK sales, and that's pretty much down to the, you know, cheaper goods and tourists, primarily from China, coming over and sort of hoovering up the cheaper produce. However, countering that is its fairly woeful performance elsewhere. I think for the first 6 months of 2016, it saw a 10% fall in Hong Kong. Hong Kong comprises, I think, 88% of its overall revenue. Saw a 25% fall in wholesale revenue in the US, a 3% fall in overall group sales. So really, at the moment, rather than receiving an extra boost from the UK and the weakened pound, that's sort of what's keeping it, you know, any kind of good news at the moment at all. Hence why, following that half-year figure in mid-October, it saw a 7% fall in a single session, which I think is its biggest one-day fall in over a year. However, this time around, you know, it's reporting its earnings, I think, on Thursday. It's already stated that the weakened pound should potentially give it a £125 million boost to earnings. So it could be the case that, regardless of its rather weak sales performance around the globe, the weakened pound this time around gives it reason to climb back towards £15. That's what we've been seeing from our clients, buying around that 14-50 mark. I think looking for, even if it's a one-off boost from the pound, something to push it back towards the £15 mark.
Right, finally, the trendy company, Supergroup.
Supergroup, you know, it sort of trickled away recently, but you can see back in mid-July that how receptive investors are to its earnings releases. That was its full-year figures back in mid-July. It jumped 15% in a single session off of very strong figures. I think pre-tax profit rose 16% to $75 million. That was off of a 21% rise in revenue to $590 million. That also sparked a special dividend of 20p per share. Really healthy figures from Supergroup. That was partly inspired by its new women's wear range. I think that's gained increased prominence in the last couple of months. Also, its brand ambassadors, Idris Elba, which in the last year has given it an increased visibility for the brand in general. As you can see, sort of, it's fallen in the last couple of months sort of in tandem with the pound, really. I think it's sort of higher producing prices from the pound. It's sort of trying to balance that against cheap import prices for about around 50% of its goods. If you can strike a good balance between the 50% and its earnings and margins haven't been too squeezed by the pound, it should be another good update for the company on Thursday. It's its first quarter figures on Thursday. I think it's expected to see a 15% rise in sales and a 3% rise in like-for-likes. So again, all the signs pointed to another good report from Supergroup. Our clients really aggressively buying around that £14 mark. You know, there's no real negative action around it at all. Our clients are firmly behind the stock, so it should be looking to burst back above 14.50 on Thursday.
Connor Campbell, financial analyst at Spreadex. Thank you very much for coming in. We'll be back after the break.